Today, I would like to share a bit about comfort, especially when you are having a storm or a period that you feel so low. And even when we read the Bible in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, it tells us that He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. And I was thinking, how many of us are able to comfort others, especially when they are undergoing a period of a storm or something not right is happening to them? And maybe, for example, someone is too sick and is having a terminal illness, or got an accident and the condition is not so good. Do you go there to comfort that person and feel for that person? Or do we just go there and look at that person and see that person just undergoing that transition in life and feeling the pain alone? Well, I want to share a story of a friend of mine who got an accident, and she was in a lot of pain. She broke her leg and she couldn't walk, and it was just too much on her. And she was there in the hospital, under the hospital bed and under the care of the nurses, and they couldn't allow her to move. And every time they came to talk to her, they were talking to her in a being so harsh and in a rude manner. And I just decided, okay, I'm going to be with my sister here for a couple of days, just to comfort her, just to be there for her, just to give her an encouragement. And this is because when I went to see her, she was looking too sick. She didn't want to eat. She was not even cooperating. But the moment I stayed with her, the first day, the second day, she started to smile. And she felt, oh yeah, she's somebody, she can be loved. And so, on one way or another, I helped her to feel the comfort that although she's there and well, but she's having somewhere there. Someone is there with that person. And those are the times that we feel we also need to be safe, and we are reminded that things will be okay. Yeah, I just kept on reminding her, you might be in a lot of pain, you might be here in the hospital, but it's not going to be like this for long. In due time, you'll be fine and you'll be released and you will go home. Sometimes God will change what's going on around us, but often He will provide comfort for what's going on inside of us instead. And that's why the Bible says He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. Have you ever thought of yourself being of any importance or comfort to another person? Or have you just decided just to let it be like that? He comforts us so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. And because He comforts us at first, we are now able to comfort others. So, as I was there with my friend, I once assured her that she is not alone. She's there, held in the hospital, but she's not alone. I'm also there with her. I'm also going to be held in the hospital because I want to be there for her. And although I was there with her in the hospital, I did not change her circumstance. But being there, just to sit there and to let her know that she's not alone, comforted her. Although I did not take the pain out of her, but I comforted her when she was in pain, when she was lonely. And so many things we do, we cannot control. Or when many things that we come across, we cannot control them, like sickness, bereavement, discouragement in life. We cannot control that. But it's always good to be there and always understand the other person's pain. Just being there, being present, and also holding the hand of that person to show that person, I'm there with you. I'm with you. And when you're doing that, I'm telling you, you are doing what God is saying. He has comforted us. So God is giving us a comfort. He has given us a comfort so that we can also share the comfort and share this light to another person who is in a dark place. My brother, my sister, I don't know. Maybe you're feeling something is not right. Maybe it's about your family. Maybe it's about your children. Maybe it's about sickness. Maybe it is finance. Maybe it is work. I want to assure you that Holy Spirit is our best comforter. He's always there. And every time we go, we should get to know that we have the diagnosis, and we have a relationship that is taking place. But in that moment of sadness and grief, God is aware and is our comforter, is there for us. He will never let us go beyond what we can do. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. I want to assure you that the Holy Spirit, as Jesus Christ, will always be there for you, despite what you are going through. That prayer that you've been crying to the Lord and telling the Lord, please do this for me, I can assure you, God is aware. And soon, soon, morning is coming back. It might be the dark moment for you, it might be the night, but it will not be the night for long. Soon, this will be a testimony to another person. May you be a blessing to another person. And may we also be a blessing to others. And you know what? Even sharing this message, just to tell someone, you need to know I'm there for you. Just being there for one another. Let us pray for one another. Comfort one another. Encourage one another. I can assure you, God works wonders. I have seen this working for my friend. She was in the hospital and I stayed there with her for 3 days. And in a week, she was discharged just because I comforted her. And she was not discharged because I was with her. No, it's because I gave her the courage, and now she couldn't take that accident as something that was wrong. I just showed her, yeah, the accident has happened. Your feet has been affected. You can't go. But you know what? The way you can't go, I can't also go because I so much love you and I just want to be there by you. I'm just here to comfort you. And I just wish you all the best. I couldn't carry her pain. I couldn't carry her agony. But one thing I knew, just my comfort and encouragement and prayer and presence made her to know God is the healer. God loves her and God has a good plan for her. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord help you and comfort you and also make you a comforter. Shalom, shalom, shalom.